Because, I had my friends Juanita McClatty, we were all in church together. But like I say, time changed, and you have to go along with the change. You just
Yes,
have to go
yes.
along with the change and just move right on. But now, telephone is good. I stay in touch with the people I don't see, the people I miss from those other services. My telephone is very handy, and I get on the phone and I call up and to say hello, how are you? And just to let them know that I still love them, I still think about them, and when it's possible, I'll call up and say I'm coming by to see you. But like I say, they know my situation now, so they understand why I can't get out like I used to and be with them and go do things, a lot of things I would like to do, but mama come first, so I just have to just put everything else aside, and seemed like everything fell at one time. Like I was such a happy-go-lucky, and then my dad, and then well my brother first, and then my dad, and then right behind my mother. So I just, as a way, I think I always tell my friend, I said, my life is shut down. I said, but you know what? I thank God He's given me the strength to take care of this situation, and to give me the patience to care for my mom, because like she's 94, it takes you really got to have patience,
Oh,
patience,
yeah.
patience, patience to deal with a 94-year-old.
Oh, yes.
So I just try to baby her and humor her and just
Whatever it
whatever it
takes.
is, because I don't bring her to church when in wintertime because it's too cold. She says it's too cold, come out. But it's coming up now, she'll be back. So maybe. But like I say, the only thing I miss is the closeness, and I miss my people that I'm used to seeing. And when service is over, you stand and chat a few minutes before you go get in your car to leave. But like I say, everything brings about a change.
Well, what aspects of the new church today are better than those in the old?
What?
What things about the new church today are better than what you had in Brooklyn?
Oh, we don't have squeaking floors
I
that I'm afraid of. That's a joke.
Well, what you have forgotten about
No,
that?
I'll never forget it. Well, we have nicer things. We have much nicer things. We have the giant library. We have everything you're looking for. And we have the nursery that we didn't have at the old church. And the choir got a nice room.
The daycare,
Yeah, the daycare. Yeah,
daycare
have a
center,
daycare.
top flight
Yeah.
daycare.
So we're
I
blessed.
see an old chair. We really don't have a pipe organ, a similar pipe organ. I see you had some pipes, and did that organ work?
Well, over the old
Over
church.
those chairs, yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
it
Did it work?
worked. It was smaller.
Ozina could drive. What's her name? Rosina. She could play that.
Rosina,
She
John
could.
Ellis.
They could play
You
those
remember
names.
John Ellis?
I remember the name.
And Charles McRae?
Yeah.
And Rosina.
She
They
could.
could make that little pipe organ talk.
Yes, they could. So that's.
But
I think they expanded the deacon board. That has changed somewhat, but got a lot more deacons now.
Yeah.
And I remember one time they had assigned deacon for different group, and I asked one of the deacon the other day. I said, "Are you all assigned deacons?" She said, "No, we have deacons on call."
Oh, so you're telling me something about it.
You know,
Yeah.
I didn't know that either, because she looked out for us for certain tickets and things like that for seniors, and I thought she was our assigned deacon, but she said, "No, they have deacons on call." Each Sunday they have three or four
Yeah.
deacons listed on call, so that's one change made. Now, was good or bad, I don't know. I could see how that goes.
And we have a prayer line out there. I never have called it, but you could call it for prayer.
Yeah, the church is very modern, because mm-hmm. we've got a website, got all the modern conveniences, surveillance camera, you know, just surveillance. So if you do anything out of the parking lot, you're going to be seen. So pretty, it's pretty modern in that aspect. But in all of this, I think the church still has not lost the focus where what we're all about. You know. Service of Christ.
Okay.
All good.
When you think back on Brooklyn, do you still think of it as a community, even though it doesn't exist as it did before? Or do you not think of it at all as a community?
Oh, you think about it. Remember. But and when you drive through, say this was, you don't ever forget.
I kind of look at it like a new people. You're here today and you're gone. You don't come back.
Right.
So Brooklyn's kind of like people
well,
die, you know.
That is
you go
right.
on and you don't come back.
There might be a few landmarks like Greer's Funeral Home, is it still standing?
Where, in Brooklyn?
Yeah. Over there across the street from Second Ward, all that was wiped out. Vernell, she was just very good at information and things in and around Second Ward about the Alumni Association, all of that. She lived there. It's almost like it never was.
Well,
and only the people have it in their mind that we're there.
A lot of the activity went on kind of coincided with, I guess, integration. All those started in 63, but toward the end there, I think that there was some benefit to integration at the time. Because I remember 1964, as a court counselor, I worked with black caseloads, and I left the court and I came back in 72, they were integrated caseloads. So as a black counselor, I worked with black kids. But then when I came back in 72 as a supervisor, we worked with everybody. And so I think that look at Brooklyn from that aspect, there different opportunities now than were back then. Because you had a black community like Brooklyn, Greenville, and I remember Second Ward High School. I remember went over there many times. I see Mr. Wood. Every time I see him, I said, "How sick of swing a mean pal." Remember when I kid probation? They didn't go to his office one time because you couldn't do that today. Every time I see Mr. Wood, I think about that. But I can identify with it, with the old Second Ward, but that was during the time of segregation, and we don't believe in such things now, separate but equal. It can't, it can't be. We know that's philosophy doesn't work. It didn't work then. It won't work now.
Okay. What is your vision for the future of the church, a Friendship Missionary Baptist Church? Where do you see it going?
I don't look. You look at that plan for Cross the Street. That's the only thing I can see, because we're talking about probably church will seat 3,500. We're talking about housing for the seniors, home for the HIV positive people. You got all kind of ball fields,
right,
and things like that,
right,
recreation, yeah, housing.
It's a parking deck.
I don't know about the parking there, you know.
But that's all of us
is focused on that now. Right, pretty soon they will start building a new sanctuary. So it's going to be a community over there. Fortunately, Prince was able to buy that property. It's 104 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hate to think what would happen if we had purchased it because we have control over that. So it goes all the way over to 77. And some exciting things are going to happen. And one thing about this church, when it bought that, like when it bought that property, about $1.5 million, $2 million, paid for it in 1.5 years. So this is how the congregation responds to kind of thing. So we're hoping that we still continue to have that kind of support because this is very ambitious, and we like the idea that whenever we made this addition here, we save money by paying it off early. So these are the kind of things that this congregation had done, supported. The after the minister, we got to get minister with Pastor Joe had a great vision.
Do you think this is going to change the church?
I hope that it will change from the aspect that they will look at that we are more community-oriented. Pastor Jones, he's a great believer in missions, and I've heard nobody complain about the high percentage of our budget that is designated for missions. So I'm hoping that we see that we're meeting the needs of where there are some unmet needs that probably the support will continue to build. Because I don't think the church would venture out to do all these great things. They didn't believe there was a bright future down there.
And now I'm going to come to my last question. My last question is, what sorts of information have we missed? What things would you like to tell us that we may not have gotten to? If there's a question that you think we should have asked, or if there's a story that you may have that we weren't able to cover in the questions that we were asked about your experiences in the church in Brooklyn, about your experience in your church here today.
I don't have a question, and I don't even know if it's let's see, how can I put it? As far as the move from Brooklyn to here, it taught me a lot. It taught me how to be appreciative of the things I have now and to appreciate things I have and not worry about the things I can't have because I think about the times when I didn't have what I have now. So I value all that. That helped me to raise my 4 children. I taught them to appreciate what they have and don't worry about what somebody else has. If your next door neighbor have more than you have, don't worry about that. Just thank God for what we have given you and to put a value on that and never get out there and reach for something that you really can't afford. Be sure you can afford it before you reach for it. And just thank God for what you have and don't worry about what you don't have.
Mm-hmm. I don't see friendship standing out there all alone because when I talk with people of other churches, just about every church I know is growing.
Yeah.
University Park, down the street. Every church I know, membership is growing, and that makes me feel good standpoint. Hopefully, this will continue because we need more Christians out there.
Right.
There are enough mean folks out there, and hopefully this will have some impact on the total community with the membership growing. I don't feel the friendship is out there by itself. Not only our membership growing, but we don't have to be envious of any other denomination, because everybody's seeing growth. Particularly in the black church, I don't know about the white churches, but in the black churches, growth is phenomenal. And church, so that from that standpoint, church may be meeting a need for some larger segment of the population. And then too, our pastor he's probably ventured out of something that may not be popular idea, talking about AIDS and stuff like that, you know. So we've had speakers come in and talk about the fact. In fact, we have speakers almost every Sunday to talk about some health problem, you know. Mm-hmm. Printing information on different health needs, and they have speakers to come in to back with our doctors and professionals. So we don't get involved in a lot of politics, although our leader says, you know, vote your conscience, but if he expresses anything, he doesn't try to influence anyone else. He won't bite his tongue when he has something to say about people he disagree with. But maybe we're not overly political. We kind of leave it to the individual. You make your own choices.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your time. We really do.